In the long history of rock and roll music, Iowa is unfortunately best known as the state where Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper were killed in a plane crash. That's hopefully about to change. The UNI Museum's exhibit, Ballroom Bash, Iowa's Rock and Roll Legacy, shines a light on Iowa's influence and importance in rock history. The exhibit has been on display at UNI's Rod Library since August. It's a collaboration between the UNI Museum and the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association. Nathan Arndt, Assistant Director and Chief Curator of the UNI Museum, saw an opportunity for the museum and the Music Association to work together.
You know, they're focusing really great on the 50s and 60s, but how do I pull this narrative together? And on this side of the state, we saw a lot of music coming out of the Cedar Valley. And we wanted to kind of touch on that a little bit on the ballrooms, a little bit on history that we don't usually think of. And of course, being big on anthropology and history, we also wanted to look at the beginning of this. Where did rock and roll come from? Why is it important? Why did Iowa become a focus for this trend that was building in the state?
Jess Cruz is the exhibit preparator for the museum. She tells us what visitors can expect to see.
So we actually have two kind of separate exhibit spaces. Part of it actually focuses on kind of the history of recording. So we have a faux recording studio set up so you can actually see what it looks like kind of behind the scenes before your music is made. We also have a small section that talks about the African roots of rock and roll. So we actually go back to kind of the beginning of where it comes from and where we are now. In the main space, we actually have this really great new series of cases that are all glass that you can see through. So it looks really fancy. So you see kind of all of these objects from Iowa bands, local bands, and a whole bunch of posters that have been from the ballrooms that they've played in. And we have a faux stage set up. So in a dance floor, and there's a jukebox that you get to play on too. So, I mean, there's just a lot of interesting history pieces.
And what makes it even better is we've set up a linear idea of walking through history. So when you first come in, you're hearing the African drums, the sounds, the music, you're seeing talking drums, rattles. Then as you enter that main space Jess was just talking about, you get a walking history of from the basically the 50s up until today. And that's both an audio and a visual representation. Jess has done a great job setting up these speaker cones. So as you move through the exhibit, the ambient noise changes. It makes it for an interesting atmosphere for people when they walk through.
And what's nice about the music that's playing is that it is very specific to Iowa. So these are Iowa bands that you're hearing from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So, I mean, it's all the way up until present day so that we can show that the history of music in Iowa didn't end with Buddy Holly, that it's still very actively going, and that the Cedar Valley is a pretty big nexus for that.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger.
The exhibit features pieces on loan from the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association and the Cedar Falls Historical Society, along with several private contributors, including leader of the Blue Band and Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Iowa Public Radio's own Bob Dorr.
Well, Bob Dorr was very generous to us with this. He actually worked with a local collector, and we have a couple quilts made out of the band t-shirts up on exhibit. Bob also contributed some really early photographs that people aren't used to seeing, a bunch of music, records, things like that. He was very generous in helping us with that. Tom Tateman over at Catamount Studios, he has contributed a lot of his original stuff from Headstone when he was in that band. And of course, that was a band established at UNI back in the 70s. And Jeff, who was in that band, also ended up playing with Bob for the Blue Band. So there's this really great interconnection of these musicians here in the Cedar Valley. So you'll see a lot of that kind of stuff. Tom Upcoming has decided to lend us a golden record from Slipknot that was actually recorded here in Cedar Falls as well. So that's something else. Local connection done right here in Cedar Falls, really encouraging people to see Cedar Valley is this really great spot to do your music.
The exhibit also includes pieces featuring the Doobie Brothers, whose original drummer Keith Knutson was born in Lamar's, and the Everly Brothers, who spent time in Iowa during their childhood, along with the legendary Iowa rock band House of Large Sizes and others. Nathan goes on to talk about new additions to the exhibit.
Like I just said, we're getting the gold record, and that's really exciting. Tom's been great with that. The other thing is, with this exhibit, we've been finding bands just kind of coming out of nowhere wanting to work with us, which has been great. The most recent one is a band called Echoes 5 out of West Des Moines, and they came in with a bunch of stuff, including their reunion jackets. They're turning over some of their original recordings done at the Sears Studio in Omaha, some of these other studios in Des Moines. It's been really great. He's also turning over some original posters that he's used, that he's collected for years. This is a band that toured pretty heavily in the 60s and 70s that we didn't have represented. And because he came in and loved what he saw, he decided to donate that. So we'll be incorporating that as well.
And we have some objects from newer bands as well. We have symbols from Pets with Human Names, which they're based out of Des Moines. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you've ever seen them, they're pretty pretty intense and active. So we have some broken symbols from them that they actually donated to us. We have a signed record from Christopher the Conquered that's on loan to us. So little things like that kind of just keep getting added up. We just had J. Jeffrey Messerol come in, and so we have some people who got signed CDs from that. So we're going to see if we can maybe put those up too so that people can see that. It's not just history, it's an active history.
The Ballroom Bash exhibit will remain in UNI's Rod Library through August of this year and will host a performance by UNI's West African Drum Ensemble on April 20th. The exhibit maintains the same hours as the library during the week. Jess and Nathan both encourage visitors to come during business hours to receive a personal walkthrough and to be open and willing to be surprised.
There's some photographs up that if you know the story, it's great. These are from the surf, rare Buddy Holly photographs of the night of the plane crash. And it shows a young gal snuck in a camera and took some photographs. And we have some of those photographs. We're the third museum ever to exhibit them. We can share these stories with you and kind of point out some key points. So if you come when we're there Monday through Friday, we're happy to walk through with you, tell the story, share some of that. And it gives just a deeper level of the exhibit.
I'm a transplant to Iowa. And, you know, I had that initial reaction of when you hear, like, Iowa rock and roll history, like, what? That's not. And so people who are willing to be surprised by this and kind of learn this kind of this greater history that actually exists there, that it's, I don't know, an unexpected kind of surprise to find.
Jess Cruz and Nathan Arndt of the UNI Museum talking about the Ballroom Bash exhibit at UNI's Rod Library. For more information, visit museum.library.uni.edu. For Iowa Public Radio, I'm Tony Daner.
Hark, the herald angels sing. All right.